Unit 12. Activity 15.
The Cornish pasty is one of England's great picnic foods. It is often associated with holidays at the seaside or with a wide expanse of moorland with magnificent views. However, it is no longer commonly associated with where it originated, that is, dark and damp mine shafts and hard, dangerous work underground. That is, it was probably invented by a miner's wife as a portable midday meal for her Cornwall tin miner husband. So its name comes from the place it originated in, that is, Cornwall, England. The real traditional pasty has a filling of meat and potatoes at one end and apples and spices at the other. In short, a main course and a dessert all in one container, which is a pasty dough rolled up with the filling inside and then baked. The thick pastry edge was not originally designed to be eaten. It was simply a convenient handle, useful when there was little clean water to wash one's hands in before lunch.
The sandwich, that is, two slices of bread with some meat, salami or other filling between them, is more or less the result of the vice of gambling. In fact, in England, John Montague, the fourth Earl of Sandwich, was so addicted to gambling that he did not even stop to eat. During one card game in about 1730, he got so hungry that he asked his servant to fix him something to eat. The result, according to the popular legend, was cold beef between two slices of bread. Most importantly, the Earl could keep on playing cards while he ate it. This kind of meal became very popular, so popular that for many people in England and the United States, sandwiches have become the regular lunchtime food. They are either eaten at work, a truly fast food, or when you are out in the countryside. Moreover, when they are consumed in an English pub, sandwiches can have enormous proportions, and they can be served with delicious salads or chips.